You run Hoop Fit Orlando, and the Hoop Troop grew out of that. Let's talk about Hoop Fit first. What is it?
Well, Hoop Fit Orlando kind of grew out of my obsession with hooping, which started about 5 years ago. I couldn't hula hoop as a child, so I never had any interest in it. I happened to read in a fitness magazine that hooping was great for your core. So I went to Walmart and I bought a hoop, and I Googled how to hula hoop. And I worked for months and months and months because those hoops from Walmart are very hard to use. I learned how to hula hoop, but then I came across someone who was making hoops like the ones I make now. And I purchased my first one, and that's when it all started. I realized that I really should probably do something with this in my work life when I was sitting, you know, at work daydreaming about hula hooping, wishing, work was over so that I could go home and hula hoop. And when I started putting my hoop in my car so I could hoop at lunchtime.
What motivated you to form the Hoop Troop?
Well, I was doing solo performances up until then, but then my students were really wanting to expand and do performances on their own and to do routines. They were very excited about, you know, learning the routines that I was making for myself. Also, it was just really great to get out there and show people what hoop dance was, because a lot of people really haven't heard of it, and what great exercise it is, how much fun it is, how you're exercising. You don't even know it. You're playing, and it brings out the kid in you. It brings out, you know, the fun. And it's really hard to be in a bad mood when you're hooping.
What's been your biggest challenge so far with the Hoop Troop, and what's been your biggest reward?
Wow. Choreographing several people hooping at one time. It is one thing to choreograph something for yourself, but when you have moving objects involved, like the hoops, it is a totally different animal I have found. The biggest gratification, I think, in this is, number one, seeing other people's reactions and their excitement about it and wanting to get into it. And also, my troop members have just been amazing. They worked so hard, and they have put so much effort into it, and it's really, really stunning.
What would you like audience members to take away from a Hoop Troop performance? What do you want them to walk away thinking about?
Thinking, I believe I could do that. I could do something like that. That's what I want them to think. I want them to think it's achievable. Because, see, I was the kind of person that would probably sit in the audience and go, I could never do that. That's what I want people to think, it's attainable. So we try to make it seem that way. We have people of all ages, all skill levels. I mean, from very beginner to pretty advanced.
Why do you think hooping has become so hot? It seems like it's becoming more and more popular.
Well, the funny thing is that hooping is very old. Hooping goes back to 400 BC, so hooping's been around a long time. But I think that it's so hot right now because it gets you out of the gym. It's both a solitary and a group activity. It's a family activity. It's a couple's activity. It's a young person's activity. It's an older person's activity. It's just very versatile. And again, it takes you back to that kid inside.